This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about Trump and his plan for Ukraine and some nuclear stuff that also deals with Ukraine. Really, this is kind of two separate topics, but we're going to go through both of them now because tomorrow is the eclipse. And there's already a bunch of people putting out information that is very much designed to, it's designed to scare people. And something occurred that will certainly help them promote that. So we'll go through that part first. It deals with the nuclear power plant that is in Ukraine. I'm going to read the important part of the statement first. It, whatever it is, has not compromised nuclear safety. That's from the International Atomic Energy Agency. Has not compromised nuclear safety. Okay, so what happened, right? IAEA experts confirmed physical impact of drone attacks at ZNPP, that's the nuclear power plant there, today, including at one of its six reactors. One casualty reported, damage at Unit 6 has not compromised nuclear safety. But this is a serious incident with potential to undermine integrity of reactor's containment system. So what are they saying? Basically, hey, this happened. Maybe don't shoot at, you know, the nuclear stuff. That's not cool. It's basically what the statement is. As far as what occurred, Russia is blaming Ukraine. Ukraine is saying they have nothing to do with it and that it was probably Russia. What actually happened? Don't know yet. Okay, so that's what occurred there. If you see any fear-mongering about it, according to the IAEA, and this is like kind of their gig, it's concerning that it occurred, but it did not compromise nuclear safety. Okay, the other thing that's going on dealing with Ukraine is that for quite some time, Trump has been talking about how he would end the conflict in a day. People familiar with the plan have reportedly spoken to the press. So we're going to go over what has been said. His plan is to put pressure on Ukraine to cede territory to Russia. That's the plan. Now, there's a bunch of obvious commentary that we're going to run through real quick, but I have a whole other question that it probably isn't going to be brought up right away. Yes, his grandmaster strategy is for Ukraine to surrender. Yes, this is another example of Trump bending the knee to capitalist oligarchs in Russia, just like he did with the Kurt Schrade incident, so on and so forth. Yep, it's that too. Everything that you're going to say as far as commentary related to Trump, yeah, I mean, it probably fits. But there's a foreign policy question that I have to ask. You're going to pressure Ukraine? How? What are you going to do? Threaten to cut off aid? Remember, Republicans in the House kind of already did that? What pressure does Trump believe that he has? Let's be clear on something. The territory that he is talking about pressuring them to cede, they were literally invaded over. I don't know what pressure Trump thinks that he has that he can bring to bear that is more than a literal invasion. Unless Trump plans on using military force to get them to comply with this, I don't really know that his charming personality is up to the task here. It seems as though that maybe this is something that Ukrainians would end up deciding. From a foreign policy standpoint, it seems very unlikely that Trump's super secret master plan to end the fighting in a day would do anything other than get him laughed at by the Ukrainians he proposed it to. Just saying. That those determinations will be made in Ukraine, not in D.C. As far as the leverage that he has, cutting off assistance, all of that stuff, his party's already doing that. There's nothing there for him to use. And because of his previous administration and attitude towards NATO, Europe is already trying to figure out how to Trump-proof NATO and would probably step up to fill any gaps left by him because Ukraine is important to European security. So the short version is, yeah, all the commentary you're going to hear about this plan, sure. But even without that commentary, I don't know how he would plan to pull it off. All that sounds great, but I need a favor. Give Russia land? Like, I don't see how this is going to work. So there's two stories for you. Again, at time of filming, the people who are very much responsible for determining things, it did not jeopardize nuclear safety. So that's the important part, as that commentary will probably just run amok tomorrow. And then you have another example of the stable genius promoting a very well thought out foreign policy initiative. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.